Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Wellington musician Rian Sheehan has been popping out tracks for some years now. In fact, his first album, Paradigm Shift, was the first ever release on the now well-established local label Loop. Standing in Silence is his latest release, and I began asking Rian about his catalogue to date.
There was a remix album that came out in 2004.
Yep.
Various artists kind of remixed some of my earlier stuff, and I recently wrote, it's kind of an EP, I guess it's 30 minutes long, a CD that comes with a photography book that my father did called Landscapes from Northland to Antarctica.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
So, five releases, I guess.
Five releases, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, your first release was the very first release on Loop, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was back in 2001, and they had, there used to be a magazine. And they used to put CDs on the cover of the magazine.
I remember it well. Mark Hubie and Mikey Tucker.
Yes, that's right. So Mikey Tucker's still going hard with Loop. They kind of... It just fell over somehow, the magazine. So Mikey had always wanted to set up a record label, and it just kind of worked out that I had an album ready to go. So we released that, yeah.
Now, listening to this album, Standing in Silence... Where do you think people listen to this? I mean, this isn't sort of the thing that I'd take along to a party on Saturday night. Go, bro, play track two.
Yeah, no,
would you?
Exactly.
You go,
you know. I mean, it depends what kind of party.
Depends which room in the party, perhaps.
If they have good taste in music or not.
That's right.
I mean, no, it's definitely not a party album. And that wasn't. I mean, I wasn't writing it for anyone other than myself, really. I mean, I was just writing music because, you know, that's what you do. You write music and you get enjoyment from writing it. I definitely wasn't. I wasn't thinking about what people might think of it as such, or whether it should be on a, you know, a party album or anything like that. So it just kind of turned out as it turned out. But it's definitely an album I think to contemplate too, or put on. You know, when you're in that kind of frame of mind. Yeah, it's good to sleep to too.
I mean, listening to it over the last few days, it sounds to me, it sounds like a soundtrack waiting for a movie. Is that a fair description?
Yes, well, it actually does have a movie that goes along with it, which we've been shooting in China and Japan.
Oh, there you go, because I was going to say, there's the track number 5, I think it is. I mean, it's hard to know, because all your tracks are called parts 1 through 14, aren't they?
Yes, so, yeah.
But I think it's part 5 that has a particularly sort of Japanese feel to it. I can sort of imagine the samurai sort of, you know, trudging along there or something.
Yeah, that was very Tokyo-influenced, that track, after going there, last year.
So, I mean, what sort of people? I mean, do you find that your music does appeal to a wide range of people? I've seen you play gigs in Wellington. They're quite upbeat. There's, you know, you've had singers with you and things like that.
I'm kind of moved on from that, I guess. I don't think it has a wide appeal, but there's definitely an audience for it out there. I have people overseas that really enjoy my music. This latest one seems to be doing quite well. We seem to be getting quite a few orders from people in the States for it. So there's definitely a market for it, and that's the kind of music I listen to. I'm a big fan of bands that or groups that probably no one's ever heard of. But, you know, I mean, these are albums you just wouldn't find anywhere in New Zealand unless you knew about them. And that's the thing about music these days. It's such a saturated market that there's a lot of amazing stuff out there that you just wouldn't discover unless, you know, someone's put you onto it, or you just find it by chance.
Tell me about creating the album. Did you make it at home?
Yeah, we have a studio in the attic. Yeah.
Nice. And you work predominantly on computers, then with guitars as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's all recorded on the heart of the studio is a computer, but it's definitely my less electronic-y album. I mean, there are probably the first kind of half of it is more electronically driven than the second half, but there's a lot of the actual textures are electric guitar washes that Jeff Boyle from a band called Jacob laid down.
Was this the first time that you've worked with Jeff? Because, I mean, there's a definite sort of, when you talk about the electric guitar washes, you can definitely hear that Jacob influence through it, can't you?
Oh, yes, yeah. I mean, I'm a big Jacob fan, so I was very stoked to to have him on it. But he's also a really big fan of very textural ambient music as well.
Yeah.
So he was really wanting to do something like that.
So you were able to sit there late at night talking about Hammock and stuff, were you?
Yeah, bands that not many people would have heard of, for sure.
You also, I noticed you used wine glasses, and you also used a music box as well.
Yeah, I guess I didn't have too much work on last year, so I was a bit bored, so I just kind of spent a lot of time around the house recording things, you know, various found objects that I would pick up. and I rummaged through my daughter's toy box a few times and kind of recorded some of her toys, and they're on the album. And also, yeah, wine glasses. Yeah, definitely wine glasses. They're always in the studio.
I see that you've got a limited edition album of version of the album out for sale, which actually comes with a miniature music box. How did you get that created?
I had it. Well, the idea was, well, the original track is part three. That melody came from my daughter's music box, which plays a well-known tune, but I sampled it and manipulated it and turned it into my own tune. But then what we did was, I had this idea of, well, someone else had this idea, actually, a friend of ours, of actually putting that tune on a music box. So the idea of kind of deconstructing it and then reconstructing it. So we found somewhere that would actually make them, which was quite hard to do. Hard to find them, and then hard to actually convey what we wanted done.
So now you've got your own music box that plays a Rian Sheehan track. That's quite cool.
Yeah, that is.
There's a lot beautiful about this album. The front cover is a photo I understand you took in India. Is that right? Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was my wife and I, Rashi. She's a musician. She does her own solo stuff, and she plays in a band called Rhombus, sings in a band called Rhombus. And we were over in India for 3 months at the end of 2006. And obviously travelling around a lot, and we were working and recording with musicians over there. But I took that photo. It's a place called Talakabag, which is on the, it's quite a mouthful, just on the outskirts of Delhi. And it's, I was just kind of blown away by the amount of pollution that was actually coming out into the country. The cover, there's a hazy kind of mist, but it's actually like full on pollution, smog coming out into the country. So I was kind of shocked by that. And I think when I got back to New Zealand, I just kept looking at that photo for some reason, and it sparked off the idea, you know, of standing in silence.
So tell me about the movie that's going along with us.
Well, that's when I came back from India at the end of 2006 or the start of 2007, it might have been. I'd always wanted to kind of put together, have a film element that worked with the album, even though the album wasn't written yet. So I started working early on with Nectar Films down in Wellington.
Yes.
A good friend of mine, Gareth Moon, who I've been working with for years on visual content for shows, live shows. And we decided that we'd go and film in different locations, and that I would tag along and record some of the actual atmospheres. Yeah, so sorry, my son's screaming in the background.
All right, okay, we'll let you get to your son then, but good luck with you. I hope it goes well. It's called Standing in Silence. It's out in stores now. Great talking to you, Rian.
Yes, and likewise.
Thank you, and we'll leave you with the track. I think I want to hear track number five now.
Great.
Part 5 from the new Rian Sheehan album Standing in the Silence. And that's all from us for this week. If you'd like another listen to anything in this show or past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I'm Russell Brown, and I'm out of here.
And I'm Damien Christie, and thanks to New Zealand On Air.